Hi, and welcome to the Cutaneous Connection, a podcast from the staff at Dermatology Times, aiming to provide you with the latest updates in dermatology, to exclusive interviews with leading industry experts, and a glimpse at what goes on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Morgan Petronelli. Today we're discussing a recent presentation at the annual Skin of Color update, which examined clinical pearls in kids, tweens, and teens with skin of color. The presentation discusses a variety of topics associated with pediatric skin of color patients, including treatment challenges, common skin conditions, plus more tips and tricks. Let's dive right in. Today I have joining me Dr. Candrice Heath, triple board certified dermatologist, assistant professor of dermatology at Temple University, and hair, skin, and nail expert. You can follow her on social media at Dr. Candrice Heath. Thank you so much, Dr. Heath, for joining me today. Let's dive right in. Can you tell me a little about the presentation at this year's Skin of Color update?
Oh, I am so ecstatic about this presentation. These are some of the tips that I have been using throughout my career to really have great winning relationships with my pediatric teens and tween patients. So I'm really excited to bring this to the Skin of Color update. So I'm excited to not only talk about some conditions that people may expect, but also some tips and tricks that I have learned that are part of the Dr. Candrice Heath experience.
Can you just mind giving us a little sneak peek into, you know, some of those tips and tricks?
So some of the tips and tricks, if I had to really dive in and tell you about some of my favorites, probably the top favorite that people don't often think about is that when you are taking care of a child, when they come into that exam room, the child, the parent, the teenager, and the parent, you have to think about, wow, I'm actually not only treating this child, I often also need to think about what issues are the parents bringing to the visit as well. So people may say, oh my goodness, why is this parent so obsessed with these two little brown spots on their child's skin? When we know that this is going to resolve and it's not dangerous, well, you have to think about it. If this patient has brown skin and their parent has brown skin, they have a long relationship with things that can cause dark marks on the skin that last forever. So sometimes you have to look beyond your patient and extend that to the family in front of you. And then that can often help you to be more compassionate because the patient, yes, that they are coming there for a brown spot, but guess what? They're also coming there because their parent has decades of experience themselves and angst and about dark spots that just never go away. So they want to prevent that experience in their child. So just with that tip alone, it can really give you a new perspective on your pediatric patients when you see them in your office. So that's one of the huge things that I talked about in this lecture. Also, I like to drive home things that, you know, we who are experts in skin of color talk about all the time. Erythema, redness, being able to really recognize some of these basic things can really prevent children from having serious complications. For an example, there's something called staph scalded skin disorder, and you really have to be good about picking up erythema in the skin of infants and small children in order to pick up that condition, which a lot of patients are actually hospitalized from. So again, these same huge skin of color topics that we've been talking about for a long time, people may not think about them affecting a child's health and whether they'll be hospitalized or not. But that's an example of something that is carried over from the adult world to the pediatric world that really does matter. So, of course, for people who know who I am, I could not leave you without giving you a specific tip about children and hair loss. So we know that hair loss or alopecia is not a diagnosis. That is not a complete diagnosis. So of course, you know, we need to dive into what, you know, what causes the various different types of hair loss. But in pediatric patients with more tightly coiled hair, this means that they're going to be more exposed to breakage, et cetera. This is the time to really try to teach the parents how to care for the hair and try to prevent things that we really have a tough time treating and counseling patients about when they get older. One of those things is called what? Traction alopecia. Traction alopecia. This is the time to try to prevent the worsening of this type of hair loss. So what I do in the lecture, one of the things I reveal is how do I talk to a family about changing some of the things that they have done for years for their child's hair. And guess what? They've done the same thing to their own hair for generations. So you can imagine this information has to be delivered in a way that it can be well received and that it does not matter what type of hair the doctor has. We want them to be able to feel, the parents to feel that this is a compassionate moment, not an accusatory moment, and that they leave with a sense of, wow, I didn't think about it that way. This is something definitely that I should think about. So here are my tips and tricks for that. So first, you really want to compliment the child's hairstyle. A lot of the hairstyles, especially when I was growing up, I'm an African-American woman, you know, and we would sit for hours to get these intricate hairstyles and it takes time. And guess what? This is a sense of pride, having a well-kept, well-kept hair on your child, right? So you want to compliment the hairstyle. Then you want to offer a correction to say, wow, your child's hair is so beautiful. Oh, wow. I know this took a lot of time, but say, you notice over here, it looks a little bit tight. And I think in order to really maintain her edges and see, you know, I'm active on social media. So you have to speak the language of the people. So if social media is saying, we don't want to talk about traction and alopecia, we want to talk about edges. When you are delivering that information to parents, use the lingo that is cool at the moment. So you want to compliment the child's hair. You want to correct by saying, hey, I noticed it's a little bit tight, and then hit them right in the gut. I want to maintain her edges. And they'll say, oh, edges. I know about edges. They are difficult to maintain. I want my child to have edges when they get older. So that really hits them in the gut. And then this is something that I do. I actually, you know, I didn't have a ton of time for this lecture. So hopefully they will, you know, invite me back, and hopefully I can be invited back on this podcast. This would be great to give more tips about the third tip, which is to suggest that they do something different. And it would be more helpful to even talk about specifically, what are some of the things they can do? Well, you may not be as well versed in little kid hairstyles, but you can at least suggest that that it's loosened, or you not pull it back as tightly, you know, so just general recommendations like that. So I'm giving you my tips here from Dr. Heath to you. Compliment, correct, and suggest. Compliment, correct, and suggest. So those are some of my top tips. Now, I can't give you everything, because then you're not going to read my academic papers or come to any of my talks, right? So I don't want to overwhelm you, but those are some of my best tips.
Well, I think those are some great tips that I think physicians are really going to take into account. Another thing I wanted to touch back on was, you know, what are some of the most common skin conditions you see in, you know, kids, tweens, teens, with skin of color?
So with skin of color, we often see a ton of atopic dermatitis or eczema. And interestingly, it does present differently. So instead of having those red patches and plaques on the skin that are, it can be very itchy. You may see just hyperpigmentation or brown spots on the skin. You may see follicular prominence. So it almost looks like the little follicles are standing on end. And that is actually a form of atopic dermatitis or eczema that is common in skin of color. So that's one of the most common inflammatory conditions that I do see. And sometimes it's not that the condition is unique to skin of color, it's about how it presents. So of course, teenagers, you're talking about raging hormones. I can give a whole lecture about the, teenagers and all the impacts of that. But the most common thing is what? Acne, right? But why is this different in skin of color? Because the chief complaint is going to be different, possibly. So in patients with more brown skin, you're thinking, you know, patients of African descent, Hispanic patients, all of this, think about this. They may come in with the chief complaint of dark marks. That's it. Or if you take care of a lot of Hispanic patients or Spanish speaking patients, they may say manchas, like just marks. I'm concerned about these marks on my body. And guess what? I have to educate them and say, you actually have acne. You have acne, so we need to treat the acne to prevent these marks that you really, really hate. And one of my other tips is that I explain exactly what every single medication is going to do. Because guess what? If I just go in and say, oh, you have acne, like I don't even mention the dark marks at all. Oh, you have acne, here's medication. The patient is going to leave. The teen is going to be like, I don't want to come back here. I came for dark marks and she didn't give me anything for dark marks. When in actuality, a lot of the cornerstones of what we're doing are, you know, preventing inflammation. We are using topical retinoids to get at that prevention of acne. And also some of those things can treat hyperpigmentation. But guess what? If you don't tell your teen patient that, they're going to think that you did not even hear them. You're just like all the rest of the doctors, right? So that is another common thing that that we see. And of course, we already talked about hair loss as well with traction alopecia. So I don't even need to go dive back into that, but that's another common complaint as well.
Is there anything else besides erythema, you know, and atopic dermatitis that, you know, there are some treatment challenges in pediatric patients with skin of color? Is there anything else that you can think of?
Definitely pigmentation issues. And remember, pigmentation go either way. So in response to inflammation, your skin of color patient may develop dark spots. And then on the other end of the spectrum, they may develop light spots. So, you know, you have patients presenting with those two different things, and the source of all of it is inflammation. So treating the underlying issue. This could be from seborrheic dermatitis in an infant child causing lots of hypopigmentation. It can be pityriasis alba or a special presentation of eczema on the face in a school-aged child causing hypopigmentation or lightening of the skin. So there are all these things. There, vitiligo, okay, is another condition that I see that really is devastating in people who have brown skin, particularly those who get it in their early teen years and in younger years, because that pigmentation issue is such a problem in multiple different communities. In my patients who are of Indian descent, for an example, pigmentation issues in a child can be devastating, because all the family is thinking about is, oh my goodness, is my child going to get married? Because there's such a stigma in some Indian populations about people who have vitiligo, which is like a pigment loss condition, and, you know, just kind of being outcast of society because they have this non-contagious skin issue. So again, it goes back to what we talked about at the top of this episode. When you're treating a pediatric patient, you're also treating all the cultural thoughts, beliefs, and emotions that the parents are bringing to that visit.
Awesome. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to include?
I would just say that I welcome people to not, I welcome all dermatologists to definitely consider helping us out. So I am board certified in pediatrics, dermatology, and pediatric dermatology. I see adults and kids. There are not a ton of pediatric dermatologists. So I hope that this lecture has empowered you to remove that phrase from your website that you do not see kids under 12. I want you to be able to triage those patients, pick up the phone or jump on Twitter or something and find a peds derm near you to help you with those more complex cases. But help us out with the teens and the kids. I mean, they are really fun, I would have to say, but I know that they can kind of bring an adult only office to a complete halt. But I hope that with some of these tips and tricks that you will not only feel comfortable seeing, patients with skin of color, little people with skin of color, but you'll be comfortable seeing all ages of patients like I do and I enjoy to do on a daily basis.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Dr. Heath. It was a pleasure. Have a great day.
For more Dermatology Times content, from articles and videos to podcasts, you can visit www.dermatologytimes.com.